You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to tonight's action in Kilbeggan. We've got a National Hunt card to look forward to there. And joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Very well, mate. Very well.
Good man. A bit of jumping in Kilbeggan tonight?
Yeah, I don't mind Kilbeggan. The only slight difference is it's on a Monday instead of a Friday. Kilbeggan always traditionally was on a Friday, or indeed a Sunday. So, yeah. A little bit of getting used to. You know, we'll like a bit of continuity. It's usually like the likes of Ballinrobe and Roscommon on a Monday. But we can adapt. That's fine.
Yeah. Change is as good as a rest, absolutely, is what they say, isn't it? So, anyway, any strong bets there tonight?
A couple. A lot of track specialists. A few horses have done some good times of late. All adds up to not a bad evening. Should be okay, I think.
Good. First race this evening is the 5.50. We start here with a Martinstown opportunity, Maiden Hurdle, and it's over the 2 mile trip. And Rock on Fruity is the 11-10 market leader and has been supported from 11-8 this morning. Credulous, another one that's attracted a bit of a nibble, 7-2 into 11-4. It's 7-2 for Bachelor's Walk, who's going the other way, 7-1 for Time for Mabel, 14-1 for Titonus, and 20-1 are bigger prices for the others. Who'd you like in the opening then, Andy?
I think it's a case of whittling it down to who I don't like, and process of elimination leaves me with Rock on Fruity, because I'm not a mad fan of Credulous, albeit he's got the blinkers on for the first time. He's looked a really tame finisher in his last two or three races, so despite this being a really sharpish track, I still think he's a little bit vulnerable to a strong finisher. Bachelor's Walk comes off the back of a fair run at Moss Common the other day, but I was left thinking that wasn't the strongest of Maiden Hurdles either. So I'm left with Charles Burns' 6-year-old Rock on Fruity, who ran in a decent race of the day down in Roscommon. I actually fancied one at a price in that race, and it was a well-backed Willie Mullins horse that went home with the trophy, and that was Gangster. But back in third, running a reasonable race as Rock on Fruity, keeping on quite well. Probably just didn't quite get the 2.5 miles after travelling well, turning into the home straight, looking as though he was going to win. So I think the drop-back in trip is definitely the idea here, or the ticket. And in what looks a very, very weak maiden, hopefully with the hood on for the first time, Rock on Fruity can take advantage of what looks a fairly motley-looking crew.
Rock on Fruity for Andy then in the opener. The second race is the 6.20, and this one is a novice hurdle over the extended 3 miles. And Sandy Mount Duke is the 1-2 favourite at the time of recording this. 5-2 for Speed Demon. Aunt Alice is 9-1. 20s for Bill's Official. And 25-1 or bigger prices for the others. So pretty short price favourite here in Sandy Mount Duke, Andy. Do you see it being a winning favourite?
Yeah, this is one of the ones that I'm quite confident about winning. Mind you, the market has reacted in that fashion this morning. Didn't think it was going to be 1-2. Thought he might be 4-5, 4-6, and that would have been a bet. But for those needing greedy anyway, that like to go in short, this one looks a fairly safe conveyance. He's been in fantastic form of late. He was a good second in a strongly run race at Punchestown 2 starts ago. That went the way of the Willie Mullins trade Limini. We've already had loads of horses out that race run well subsequently. And he put it all together when stepped up in trip the other day at Punchestown. Racing on quite a strong pace throughout there. He kept on very well in the latter stages to suggest that 3 miles... his new trip today wouldn't necessarily be a barrier to success. He likes fast ground. He's obviously going to be a summer jumper that Jessica will be keen to keep on the go all the way through the next month or so. And I think he could probably go a long way to perhaps rubber stamping his credentials, perhaps for the Galway Festival. I could see this horse definitely lining up there in a couple of months' time or a month and a half's time to contest perhaps a better race in this. Speed Demon looks the obvious threat. He's yet to really put it all together since winning at Cork 2 starts ago. But at least we know he stays. He has got beaten on a couple of occasions subsequently. And at least he might give Sandy Mount Duke a race. But the rest look a million. So, yeah, I think the betting's got this one spot on. Sandy Mount Duke, hopefully he'll justify favouritism there.
On to the third race next, and this is the 6.55, and it's a handicap hurdle over 3 miles and half a furlong, and it's for four-year-olds and older, rated 80 to 95. Miss Peacetime heads the market this morning at 4-1. It's 13-2 for Binawar Bay. Vic Approach is also 13-2 with The Doctor's Daughter and Generous Bond. It's 7-1 for Desert Row. Top of the Town is 10s, and 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. Nice open handicap hurdle here, Andy.
Yeah, William Hill have got 13-2 about The Doctor's Daughter, and I think that's a reasonable each-way recommendation, considering that Dennis Hogan's mare absolutely adores it here around Kilbeggan. Her three career starts around this tight track have resulted in a finishing third, a victory, and then second, and that was obviously on her debut around this track. She's probably better known as a chaser, but at least we know she handles the hurdles, the brush hurdles, really well here at Kilbeggan, as she proved when she was third the other day behind the in-form Mr. Drick. Back in second was Western Promise, and those two in the end pulled well clear. But I like the way this mare travelled up in that race, looking as though she was definitely going to be a massive factor in the finish of that particular race. But she just got a little bit tired, and that's understandable as well, because she hadn't raced for the best part of 5 months. The last run, of course, was back in November at Fairy House. So she's entitled to need the run. So if we kind of like give her the benefit of the doubt, suggest that she'd probably be a little bit fitter today. And the fact that she's got such great credentials here at Kilbeggan, most notably on a good surface, which she's going to get tonight. We've got her main market rival out the way, Western Promise, of course, who finished ahead of her, probably largely due to the fast ground. So we're left with The Doctor's Daughter. Really good each way bet. You know, with the four places on offer, it's hard to see her not being in the four here.
The Doctor's Daughter, friendly then, in the 6.55. The 7.25 is the fourth race on the card. This one is another handicap hurdle. This one's over 2 miles and 3.5 furlongs. And the market headed by Seawall in Coppers, who's 3-1. It's 9-2 for Getting Late. There's been a bit of money about for Do Try Dolly, who's 13-2 into 5-1 this morning. 8's for Disputed. Troll Do Dere is 12-1. And 14's or bigger for the others. You could make a case for several of these, Andy. Who do you like in there?
Yeah, I've tipped a couple of horses in this race in recent times. Seawall in Coppers was my nap the other day down in Punchestown, but as his form figures suggest, he once again bumped into an improving horse in the shape of Lucky Pat, who just got first run on Gordon Elliott's Charge. The race looks really good. The time figure was good, and 8 till later, who'd won well the previous time, he gives the form a good bit of solidity back in third. So I definitely think he's got a major chance, but I quite like the claims of another horse I tipped here the last day, and that is Do Try Dolly, largely based on the fact that she's got really good form around this track, albeit over 2 miles. She comes here via a smooth success when she won by 20 lengths back on the 31st of May, the day when I put her up. I think she was back from 4-1 into 2-1 favourite. She never, ever looked like getting beat that day. She always travelled really sweetly and got the job done in emphatic fashion. Back in third was Fort Smith. Now, he went into that race being called as many rude names as you like, but funny enough, he's actually won his last two starts, albeit over fences, so that form's taken a couple of boosts already. And she's also got the benefit of Jack Kennedy claiming the 7 as well, so she races off a mark of 100. So this is obviously it's a competitive race, but for me anyway, it looks a match with my previous two selections. I'd imagine these two would be very strong in the betting. And on this occasion at the prices, the 5-1 dangling there is a big carrot for me each way with Do Try Dolly. That's the way I'm going to go.
Do Try Dolly each way, friendly then. The 7.55 is the fifth race on the card. This one is a novice chase over 2.5 miles, and Coracor heads the market at 13-8. It's 9-4 for Shadow Catcher, 5-1 for The Housekeeper, 7s for Gallant Tip, 8-1 for Indian Temple, and 25-1 or bigger prices for the others. Several of these arrive in winning form, Andy, so it's quite a good race, this.
Not bad at all, yeah. Not a bad little novices chase, or winners of one, as they say in Ireland. And a Coracle is the vote here, automatically. He loves this track, and he first sprung to prominence with his preference for the sharp right-handed circuit when he finished runner-up beyond Ranova. That was back in the middle of the May. The time figure of that race suggests that race is worth following. And Coracor himself went on to boost the form and give that race a bit of a glowing endorsement when making virtual the run in here a couple of weeks later. He was, however, hassled for the early lead there, and he would have definitely had a little bit of energy taken out of him in the early stages as one or two horses took him on, including Mr. Red. But he fought them all off one by one, and in the end, he was far too strong for the well-backed, well-fancied on the day, Mac Nicholson. That looks a really good solid piece of form yet again. He's obviously, his two runs were here around this track suggested he loves it here. So hopefully he might get the better of his stab companion, Shadow Catcher, who comes here via a win at a totally different venue in the shape of Limerick. You've also got the Housekeeper and Gallant Tip to contend with, but I'd expect a Coracle to make a bold bid from the front and prove very difficult to catch around this sharp track.
The Coracle friendly then in the 7.55. The 8.30 is the sixth race on the card. This one is an Irish Stallion Farms EBF Handicap Chase. It's over 2.5 miles and it's for 4-year-olds and older that are rated 0 to 116. And we've got 5-1 joint favourites with the two last time out winners, Ballyfin Boy and Abata. Shield is 6-1, 7-1 for Liberty's Gift. Mirrodin is 10s with Hopin and Harang and Survival. And it's 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who'd you like in there? What's a wide open race, Andy?
It certainly is, yeah. 5-6-1 the field, as you suggested. Bit of money for Hopin this morning. I can certainly see why Arthur Moore's charge would be a favourite. To Barter, Ballyfin Boy all come here off the back of victories. And you've got Shield, who hasn't run for quite a while as well. Worth keeping an eye on because his runs over fences so far have been on a heavy ground or soft ground surface, which he wouldn't have appreciated. But looking further down the list at the prices, I quite like the chances of West Haven here. Wouldn't be obvious to some with his form figures of 7.55 next to his name. But excuses could be certainly made for one or two of those efforts. And they weren't bad, actually, in the cold light of day anyway. That race at Down Raw when he was 17 was a really hot one on the figures. He then went to Down Raw the other day and was only just behind subsequent winner as the P. And he also kept on quite nicely the other day down in Downpatrick when he was fifth behind Fort Smith. But the reason I'm going to tip this badger today is that he's got a fantastic record here at Kilbeggan. Nalmeads charge shipped up here 5 times. His form credentials read third, second, third, a victory and an unseated rider at the fourth, when obviously it's too early to say how he would have gone. But on each of those occasions, he's gone really well on the good ground, he jumped well, and he just seems to really react well to this track. And he seems to have been overlooked by the bookmakers this morning. They seem to have missed him. So at 12-1, West Haven to bounce back to form at the track where he's got some fantastic form in the past.
West Haven friendly in there. Then the 9 o'clock is the final race this evening. We finish with a 2 mile bumper, and St Stephen's Green is the 2-1 market leader. A bit of a nibble from 9-4 as well. 3-1 for Blessed King. Leaving Las Vegas is 5-1. 6 is for Black Sam the Man. 14-1 for Sting Jet and Swift Harry. And then it's 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who do you side with in the lucky last?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the favourite here, St Stephen's Green. He was one of the big talking horses in that bumper at the Punchestown Festival. Of course, it was the Land Rover Series final. And it went the way of Gordon Ennett's Petit Monchoir, who won a point-to-point. And Stephen's Green was sent up 4-1 joint favourite with him. Of course, he used to be trained by Willie Mullins as well. No great surprise, therefore, that he was a short prize favourite. A lot of Willies are in these races. And the nature of them. And he's now in the care of Emmett Mullins. Paddy Mullins, of course, retains the ride. But it was the way that he travelled up in that race which suggests to me that he was a little bit better than his finishing position. He just got a little bit tired in the latter stages, having raced wide on the outside. But he did, he kept on OK down the straight. Certainly the standard of that race looks miles better than this one. And if he can take that huge leap forward in both conditioning and, a little bit more streetwise mentally, then he's got a great chance of taking this. Looks a weak race. I think the well-back St Stephen's Green is definitely the one to concentrate on there.
Okay, good stuff. Let's, as always, Andy, have a quick summary before you go, if you don't mind.
Yeah, not a bad little night today at Kilbeggan. Lots of track specialists all struck their stuff here this evening. In the first race, I'm going to go with Rock on Fruity, who hopefully might get the better of several who've got weak form in that 5.50. Sadly, Matt Duke should get whatever happens with the first favourite, keep the bandwagon going for the short price ones in the 6.20. In the 6.55, I quite like the chances here each way of the Doctor's Daughter, who's yet to be out the frame in 3 starts around Kilbeggan. The theme of tipping horses that like this track continues in the 7.25. We do try Dolly each way getting the vote there. Once again, I'm going to go with another track specialist in the 7.55 in the shape of a Coracle, and he gets a nap vote. In the 8.30, again, another horse who's got brilliant form around this track is West Haven, and I expect him to run much better than his odds imply, around about the 12-1 mark. And in the final race, the big eye catcher, one of the big eye catchers in that Land Rover Series final bumper at the Punchestown Festival, St Stephen's Green, and he's bound to be a very popular horse in the last.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck and enjoy Kilbeggan this evening.
And I'll see you later.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.